Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, BTN News listeners. We have made it. It's Friday. Yeah. And time to get your Friday installment of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 7th of October, 2016. All the best technology news from the past 48 hours. Yeah, we'll get you caught up of what's happened over the past couple of days. Coming at you right now in around 5 minutes. Of course, we left off with Wednesday's episode with the BTN News Show talking basically about everything that's Google. There was a lot of questions left unanswered, though, for particularly those Nexus owners out there. When am I going to get Android 7.1? Well, according to a report that's leaked on the interwebs, Android 7.1 is coming to the current Nexus phones and the Pixel C, at least before the end of the year. However, though, when this update does come along, don't expect the Pixel launcher, the rapid-fire access to the Google Assistant, or the 24/7 screen sharing. That's probably going to stay exclusive to those Pixel phones. Unfortunately, right now, since it's just leaking, there's no leaked date. And since we're hearing at the end of the year, knowing Google, yeah, it'll probably be December 31st. Any bets? We'll keep you posted. Ah, people were so happy that Microsoft stopped bugging them. Hey, why don't you update? Why don't you get Windows 10? Oh, it's fabulous. You got to get it now. Well, a lot of you Windows users know they finally stopped bothering you on that for about the last couple of weeks. Now, Microsoft seems to be having a change of heart. That's because the folks over at InfoWorld have discovered a telemetry patch for Windows 7 and Windows 8. That's going to be that update of KB2952664 for both platforms. What does those numbers translate to? Well, that's the prerequisite for the KB335583. That little number? Yeah, that's Windows 10 Nagware. Basically, what this thing boils down to, it's a little check machine to make sure that your Windows is compatible with Windows 10. Remember, Windows 10 is no longer free. You've got to pay for it. So don't freak out just yet. It doesn't mean that Microsoft will actually push Windows 10 onto you 7 and 8.1 users. Then again, what the hell am I saying? It's Microsoft. All right, you can freak out. Hey, speaking of freaking out, Spotify users, did you enjoy that malware you got from downloading Spotify? Ah, yes, according to reports that are on Spotify forums and even Twitter itself, if you're using the free version of Spotify, well, those adverts that you see within that little platform there, yeah, it had malware on them. Now, according to these reports, the malware was hitting anybody that's using the desktop platform. And it didn't matter if you were on Windows, Linux, or even Mac. Basically, what it did, it caused your browsers to open websites from time to time right on their own. Then, from those websites, they try to install the malware, which we all know is bad. What else is bad is the issue hasn't been resolved yet. Only said that Spotify is currently looking into the issue. Thanks a lot. So, if you're currently running Spotify and you're using the free version, best thing to do is just stop using it right now. Uninstall it, log out, and just get far away from it. On with more news, Apple TV 3rd generation, nice little box, it's gone. Refurbs are still selling for $59. However, though, you'll no longer be able to get a new version of that. You're only stuck with the 4th generation now if you want something new. I know a lot of people are thinking, well, this could possibly mean a new Apple TV's in the works. No, it doesn't mean that. Or it could possibly mean that the 4th generation's going to have a price reduction. No, that ain't going to happen either. Now, yeah, let's be fair, it's 4 years old. But it was also kind of a budget streaming box too from Apple for $69. And maybe in the end it may not be a good idea. A lot of people don't want to stretch to $149 for a streaming box, but we'll see. Now here's something I didn't think we'd ever see when it came to Netflix. Seeing their films in the theaters? Say what? Well, apparently that's what's happened. Netflix has signed a deal with luxury cinema chain iPic Entertainment. That's going to allow the chain to screen 10 of Netflix's original movies on the same day they launch on the streaming site. That makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? What Netflix and iPic are hoping is this will emphasize a premium experience with extra amenities to give the customer and viewer a much more polished experience. Personally, this been a weird week of Netflix news. First, we hear their content percentage of getting, well, at least other content is down 50% than it was, you know, a few years ago. And now we hear Netflix going to theaters. Wonder what's next? Netflix start producing television shows for networks? And finally. Remember that whole blue, gold dress, whatever the hell color it was? I don't even remember. Well, the internet's at it again. This time it's with a damn purse. Yes, people on Twitter have been in a heated debate about what the color of this stupid bag is. The woman by the name of Taylor Corso decided to upload a picture of her new Kate Spade bag. I don't even know if that's how you say it. Hopefully. If not, I've just offended the fashion community. And just like with the dress, it quickly erupted over whether it was white or it was blue in color. Now, apparently Taylor actually confirmed the color in a separate tweet. But once again, people just aren't happy with that, and the discussion just continues to roll on. So, what color really is the bag? Frankly, I don't give a If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for everything that is British Tech. Get on over there and check out the website right now. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, too, and like us while you're over there at British Tech Network. And, of course, our fine community of all our BTN people hanging out in our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. I hope you have a great one. I'm going to try and have a good old one. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, think I'm going to go out and buy myself a white shirt. Or is it a blue shirt? Anyways, have a great Friday, and thank you very much for listening.